Because as soon as a human touches something, it's costing you real money. So it's much better to use a robot to do the tasks if you can. So we've done extraction from air, we've done extraction from water, we're now on extraction from solids. So looking at soils and sediments, if we're dealing with an organic that's stuck into a sediment, an example of how we could get it out, we could simply do an extraction into a polar organic solvent, such as dichloromethane. Now, that's just a typical solvent. There are a lot of different solvents out there that you would choose depending on the nature of your analyte. So we're relying on an equilibrium then between our solid phase and our solution phase. We get a partition coefficient, which you'll recall from a few weeks ago, that's determining the concentration in each of these phases. And if we know the characteristics of our analyte, so for instance, maybe it's a slightly polar organic compound, then this thing will partition into our polar organic solvent, such as DCM, on that basis and be removed from the solid. For our plant samples, if we've got a something like a herbicide, for instance, in a plant, we want to detect how much is present, then you'll extract it after the material has been broken down. So the important thing is you've got to realise that a plant then has got cell structure, and it's not possible to analyse directly with the unbroken down cells, so you have to macerate the material at the start. So upstairs, for instance, when Lachlan arrived maybe a couple of months ago and wanted something to do, we found him some vines down the end in the house that had been used for butterflies, and we thought, well, maybe there could be something interesting in those vines. So the first thing he did then, he simply macerate those leaves, break down all the cell structure, and then he'd do solvent-solvent extraction to partition the polar and the non-polar compounds. So that was the first stage of the separation procedure, was to extract the material.